FM 90.3 WJTL. A couple fellas on that tune there. That's Jason Roy featuring Matt Hammett and David Blake. That's the tune Won't He Do It. Before that, Hillsong Worship featuring Brooke Lichard Wood with King of Kings and Trust in God by Elevation Worship. Just a few tunes back. Hi, it's 7:04, and I want to say a big thank you to everyone who supported WJTL during the end of the year. Donations are still being entered towards the end of the year goal, and we'll continue to give you updates as they are being tabulated. Thank you so very much. It's 7:04. Good morning. We're hanging out today with Liam and Mindy and a special guest.
That's right. What a pleasure it is to be sitting down with Tim Ornelas, the Assistant Director of Gateway House of Prayer on the outskirts of Ephrata. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, pleasure to be here with you this morning. So for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Gateway.
Sure. Yeah, Gateway's a ministry near, kind of on the outskirts of Ephrata. It's mainly just a prayer room that's open to the public. People can come anytime from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m. And just sit with the Lord and seek the Lord. We try to make it a space where people can connect with Him. We usually have, you know, worship playing. There's volunteers there who are willing to pray for people. So that's the main part of Gateway right there.
Totally. And you said Tuesday services. Is that special to the public? What's
going
on with that?
Yeah, that's open to everyone as well. Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9, we have like a band kind of experience of like corporate worship. We usually have a short teaching or something on prayer, and then we go into corporate prayer together. So it's really for anyone who just wants to go deeper in worship and prayer throughout the week. So,
wow, yeah. Really special, really unique. Now, 24/7, that's huge, right?
Yeah.
But clearly you're doing something right, because you just celebrated a huge milestone. How many years have you guys been around?
15 years of 24/7, 18 since we started.
Wow.
18 years since we started. It took a couple years to get to 24/7, but yeah.
That's cool. So 15 years, and you guys got to kind of celebrate that. What was that like?
Yeah, that was incredible. We had people from the very beginning, so the founder of Gateway and then a couple other leaders. And then we had a bunch of volunteers that had been just part of Gateway for years come out and celebrate and just really see God's faithfulness in that. Like, there's no way we could have created that kind of a story, but God's been writing it, you know, and new people are continuing to come and pray with us. So
that's cool.
Yeah, hey,
it's great to see new people, but like, there's just something about getting to hang with those OGs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
From the very beginning. That's cool, man. Well, hey, on the paper here, I see 131 volunteers from 37 different churches. That is a huge number, but that's how much it takes to run this thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So our volunteers will take two-hour slots kind of throughout the week, or even some of them are doing every other week. So it's kind of increased the amount of volunteers that are, you know, able to come and join us in that. So yeah, it's incredible.
Totally. There's got to be some good testimonies then, too, of some of your volunteers and what they've been through. Do you have any that come to mind at all?
Yeah, I do. I think one of the most amazing things is the people who've just continued, you know, faithfully to come week after week. There's one gentleman who, from the very beginning, took a night watch slot. So that's 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. And every single week he's been coming for over 15 years to do that in the middle of the night. And that blows my mind, honestly.
Definitely. No, it takes a village, and it's cool that you have people like that. So we'll be talking a little bit later. Can you give us a little bit of a preview of this school that's being opened up?
Absolutely. So we're offering an Embark School of Prayer starting in February. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about it, but it's really for anyone who's hungry to grow in prayer and even in being part of leading prayer in their communities.
That's right. Hey, Tim Ornelas, Assistant Director of Gateway House of Prayer. We'll be talking with him a little bit more coming up. In the meantime, we got your local news and more tunes on the way.